You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hi, and welcome to The Compass, the podcast documenting the struggles of life as an artist. I'm Leah Walsh. Hi, everybody. So I don't have a guest today because things have been a little crazy and I'm feeling really depleted. And scheduling just didn't work out. That happens sometimes. So check back next week for a brand new episode with a great guest. And I'm just going to read a tiny excerpt from a TED Talk by Oscar Eustace entitled Why Theater is Essential to Democracy. Just a little excerpt. Please Google it. You can watch the video online or you can listen to it as a podcast as well. But here is the little section I wanted to read. In this section, he's talking about really reaching outside of our bubble, outside of our comfort zone, and the work that the public theater is doing to try to make that happen. So he says, "We're partnering with community organizations there to try and make sure not only that we reach the people that we try to reach, but that we find ways to listen to them back and say, the culture is here for you too. Because we in the culture industry, we in the theater, have no right to say that we don't know what our job is. It's in the DNA of our art form. Our job is to hold up as 'twere a mirror to nature, to show scorn her image, to show virtue her appearance, and the very age, its form and pressure. Our job is to try to hold up a vision to America that shows not only who all of us are individually, but that welds us back into the community that we need to be. The sense of unity, the sense of whole, the sense of who we are as a country. That's what the theater is supposed to do. And that's what we need to try to do as well as we can." So I leave you with that. I'll talk to you next week. Thank you for listening to the Compass Podcast. If you find these conversations valuable to your life as an artist and would like to support the ongoing production of The Compass, please consider becoming a patron at patreon.com/thecompasspodcast. Pledges start at as little as $1 a month. You'll get access to bonus content and anything you can give would be greatly appreciated. Also, if you have a moment, please rate or review in iTunes. Every little bit helps other listeners to find the podcast. I'd like to thank the following people for their generosity. The Compass cover art is by Kim Miller, music by Brendan Spieth, audio assistance from Nick Choksi, and a special thanks to Frankie J. Alvarez. See you next time.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.
If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.